Blog Talk Radio.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Are you a mighty man of valor? There is power in the name of Jesus. He stands for truth. The name of Jesus alone can save you. Like Gideon, God sees the greatness inside of you. He's the king that has all authority and all power. Let God speak into your life. Thou mighty man of valor. Great is he that is within you than he that is within the whole world. For our Lord is a man of war. So onward, Christian soldiers, marching out to war. For I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and be the glory in the midst of her. The Lord is our protector. We are called by the Father to follow his lead. We are called to be the head of the household and be two men in our homes for our entire family. Teach the family how to worship God, true Father. So your children don't have to look to the world for advice. They know they have a true Father. Any hurdle you face in life, know that the Lord will take you over. We are soldiers for Jehovah. This faith is a fight. It is not a game. Your life is on play and you can't press for sex. We pray and strive to follow his spiritual code of conduct. Line after line, precept after precept. His word gives us marks and orders for life. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, nor are we embarrassed. We are ambassadors for Christ. In the army of the Lord, God's army, we are part of his salvation army. He is the vine and we are the branches. We are God's property. We are against the ways of the world. We rebel. God gave us power on earth to bind the devil. We are the body of Christ and we stand strong as brethren. It is written, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Like Joshua, God has given you the city. All you have to do is take it for G-O-D. This battle cannot be won by weapons made by man. In us dwells the presence of God. In the Old Testament, his presence was within the Ark of the Covenant. We are children of promise that carry the word as a sword. The word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword, in which we are carriers of the ark of the Lord. Shout out to the Lord. He hears your heart cry. Give him your all. Let him hear your battle cry. Be the Messiah's mighty man. We are spiritual armed men. We're wrestling not against flesh and blood. Just know that we are victorious by his blood. The enemy is roaring around like a lion, but he can't defeat us. Because the real lion is our king. The lion of the tribe of Judah is our Jesus. He is the greatest friend that you earnestly need. Every day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer. As you get on your knees, you are weakening the camp of the enemy and become God's mighty men of valor and live by his righteous standards. Through the power of his spirit and prayer, God is able to destroy the work of the enemy. Single-handed, the mighty men of valor.
Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless everybody you that tuned into the men's fellowship of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Every time, boy, thank God, this is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Minister Jerry Cleveland. Are you there, sir? Hallelujah.
Bless God forever. Yes, sir.
You know
I'm
what?
Glad to be here.
Minister Jerry, every time I hear that boy, I'm ready to go out and run through troops and leap up. of our true troops.
See, we need to know who we are and whose we are and what we are. Come on, glory to God, yeah, God. And I heard him talking about we're carriers of the Ark of the Covenant. I done found out that we are the Ark of the Covenant post-Christ because the presence of the Lord is in us. Hallelujah. Shakai.
Amen.
Now, we ain't looking for holy ground. We are holy ground. Shakai.
We are the holy ground.
Hallelujah. God, but we'll consume that though not.
But the
so
thing that...
I'm fired up already. I don't...
The thing about us is, Bishop, if I could interrupt one real quickly, the thing about us is we are touchable. You can contact us.
Hallelujah.
You can touch us.
That's
you
right.
Without dropping dead. Yes, sir.
That's right.
You know, back in the day when they were transporting the Ark of the Covenant, you could not come in contact with the box. Or if you touch the box, you would drop dead. But with us,
that is so true. But here's the thing: the folk who touched it and were not prepared to touch it because the guy had people carrying it and people lifting it off and putting it in the tabernacle or wherever it needs to go, they had to prepare themselves to be able to do that. Now,
okay.
Some folks that want to touch us and they don't mean us no harm, I'm not calling for you to drop dead, but I would not be surprised. Because the Bible says, I did not write this thing now, and the address is First Chronicles 16:22 and Psalms 105 verse 15 says the exact same thing. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. So just don't do you're not supposed to do anything harm to us, but don't even touch us. If you don't mean right, go ahead and take God. Watch out.
Amen.
But because the presence of the Lord is in us, and you come the right way, you can touch us. You can talk to us.
Amen.
You can walk by our side. You can hold our hands. Come on now.
Yeah, just don't touch us suddenly.
Yeah.
Right,
and not be prepared. Because you're talking about, you know how people sometimes touch a live wire and they say, don't touch it.
Yeah.
You might
get God.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Now those guys that come from the BG&E, they have special gloves on and stuff that they can touch because they got to repair that line. But we can't do it because we ain't prepared.
Yeah.
I put it this way. Other folks who aren't prepared, they can't do it. But praise God. Hallelujah. God bless the Lord. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Minister Jerry, if you would give us some housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I'll be glad to give the housekeeping suggestions. They are, number one, get your word. Get your Bible, be it digital or be it paperback. Get the word. And secondly, get a utensil to write with. Get something to take notes and a notebook. You can have a notebook that's exclusively for the broadcast, for this broadcast, and have all of this stuff together. Or you can get whatever you have handy to write to take your precious notes with. But you want something to go over this with. You don't want to just. It's good to hear it, but it's good to hear it and then rehearse it. That's how it gets down in your spirit, man, and that's what you want it to do. You don't want it to be a surface. You want it to get down where it can do the work.
Amen.
And remember, he does the work.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let him do the work.
Hallelujah. And we thank God, and we invite you all, that's right, we invite you all to service on Sunday at 3 p.m.
That's it.
Y'all come on down. Hallelujah. To the low level sanctuary of the parsonage, we're gonna have service, and we thank God, Minister Jerry. We thank God. We even have a GoFundMe page, a building fund. We want to purchase. Hallelujah. With cash, not no mortgage. We ain't dealing with no mortgage. We're going to pay with cash the building that God would have us to go into. And we believe God for that. God didn't say pay for it. He said believe for it. So we're going to believe for it, and God's going to provide funds to pay for that. So we have a GoFundMe page. And if you want a link to the GoFundMe page, you can call 443-416-1201 after the broadcast, after 8:30 tonight, and Pastor Peaches will send you a link through the text or email to the link to our GoFundMe page, which is GoFundMe.com. And it's our organization is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. And you'll see our pictures on there. And you can, look, you can donate a dollar. You can donate a dollar a month. You can donate a dollar a week. You can donate a dollar, period, and just leave it at that. All I need is two million people to donate a dollar, and we have what we need. Is it right? Reverend Jerry, is that right? If we got 2 million people to donate just $1, we'd be all right. Is that right? Is that all right? Jerry, you still there?
Amen.
Oh, okay. God bless. Don't be lost here for a moment. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. We thank God for hallelujah, this opportunity. Because God wants to do great things in our lives, in the life of this ministry. And he's already doing great things. And, of course, we can't tell you all that God is allowing us to do, but I'm going to tell you, what's done in secret is going to be rewarded openly. So we thank God for the reward. Hallelujah. We thank God. Well,
one other thing, Bishop. Let me ask you about this.
Yes, sir.
One other thing. Are we still accepting pennies for the
hospital in Uganda? Yes, sir.
Yes,
because one U.S. penny is worth three. The last time we checked, is worth 356.95 shillings in Ugandan money. So that's why you hear us asking for a penny, because it'll go a long way over there. It may not go a long way over here, but it'll go a long way over there. So you can. Look, if you got so many pennies you can't even bring them, you give us a call Pastor Peaches, and we'll make arrangements to have someone come and pick up those pennies. Hallelujah. But that is so awesome. Isn't that awesome? Can you imagine? Right, one penny worth 356.95 shillings. Hallelujah. In Ugandan money. My. We have a tremendous topic tonight that might interest every man, every nubile man. That nubile means of marrying age. So if you're 14, you'll tuck this information in your brain and you keep it for later revelation. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about an interesting subject. The subject is what you look for in a woman when you're looking for a wife. Woo! That's a subject, huh? What to look for in a woman.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking for a wife. Because the Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and has favor with God. So you know there are going to be certain qualities that you're going to be looking for. Now let me just do some foundation. God is a consistent God, and so in the natural world, when a bee wants to go and deal with some flowers, he's motivated. He's drawn to that flower by four things: the shape of the flower, the color of the flower, the fragrance of the flower, and sometimes the movement of the flower. That's right. Flowers move. Yes, they do. Maybe aided by the wind or or whatever, but I was moved. So the bee is drawn to that flower by those four things. Now, I'm not talking about what will draw you to a woman, because we know, you know, their shape, their color, their fragrance, and their movement, you know. That may get you on the scene. But once you're on the scene, there are five things that you ought to be looking for in that woman. Isn't that something? You follow me so far, Minister Jay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, y'all, I know y'all got your pens. The men got the pens together, or your pencil, or your magic mark, or something together right now. Because grab a piece of paper, because you're gonna write these down. Because if you find a woman that got these five things going on, hallelujah, you go out and buy the ring. Hallelujah to God. Oh, we got some scriptures to back this stuff up, by the way. You know, we stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, do you have the addresses of the scriptures?
Yes,
Mr. Jared.
Yes.
You got the addresses?
Yes.
Yeah. You give the addresses. We're not going to read the scripture right now, but give the addresses of the scriptures we're talking about.
Okay, the first one is 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 14 through 16.
Okay.
The second one is Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31.
Praise God. I know a lot of you knew that. Okay. Now, that's the preliminary. So hopefully you wrote that down, y'all. Okay. Praise God. Here are the five things. Now, by the way, these five things add value to that woman. Now, you teach algebra, or you were teaching algebra or something, mathematics.
Geometry.
Let me ask you a question, Minister Jerry. One times zero is what?
Zero.
Five times zero is what?
Zero.
100 times zero is what?
Zero.
1,000 times zero is what?
Still zero.
1,000,000 times zero is what?
Zero.
I don't care how valuable you are, sirs. If you hook up with a zero, your average is going to be zero. Your result is going to be zero. Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? So this is important. These five things are important for you to know. Okay, this is what you look for. You need to find a woman, number one, who knows who they are. They know who they are. That's number one. Okay. Number two, they know where they came from. They know where they came from. Now, I'm going to deal some details in a minute. Number three, they know why they are here. They know why they're here. Number four, they know what they can do. And number five, they know where they're going. Again, those five things are, they know who they are, where they came from, why they're here, that's the purpose, what they can do, their gifting, and where they're going, their destination. And why this is so important is because their job is to help you get where you're supposed to be going. And by the way, those same five things apply to you too. Number one, who are they? Number one, they got to be a child of the King. They are God's creation. Who they are? Not, well, I'm a black person. I'm a black man or white man. I'm an Indian or no. Who you are is whether you've been born again, whether you're a child of the King. You understand what I'm saying, Minister Jan?
Yes, sir.
And anytime you want to step in, jump in, you jump in when you can fit in. You get in when you fit in. Number two, where you came from. And I know a lot of the women, you say, well, they came from their mama. No, I ain't talking about that. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I deigned you. I gave you a purpose. Even before you were conceived, before you were born, I gave you a purpose. Where did they come from? Holly, she came from the heart of God. She was in God. They need to know this. So you can almost ask them these questions, and they will tell you, I came from the heart of God. I'm a child of the Most High King. I came from the heart of God. What is your purpose? Why are you here? Are you here to destroy the works of the enemy? You're here to praise God. You're here to be a minister of reconciliation. And you're also here to bring greatness out of a created man of God. That's the purpose. Your giftings. What is a gift? They got to bring something to the table. Just because they look good don't mean that's where you need to go. You don't believe me? You go down to divorce court and see how many people in there look good, but they're trying to get a divorce. Your gifting, what you bring to the table, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, what you bring to the table, the gift that God gave you when you came and put on your earth suit, God put some giftings in you. There may have been a seed form, but they were still in you. They need to know their gifting. They need to know that their strong point. What comes easy to them? They need to be valuable to mankind. They need to be valuable to their family. They need to be valuable to the body of Christ. And then five, where you're going? That destiny. They need to know. They need to know where they're going. And the answer would be, I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I want to be the blessed of the Lord. I want to be that which God would have had me to be in this life. I want to maximize my giftings in the earth and get as many people, hallelujah, reconciled to God as I can. The five things you need to look for in a woman. Because if only thing you look for is their shape, their color, their fragrance, or their movement, you're just like one of the animals. You're just like a bee.
You like a what, sir?
A bee, a bumblebee.
Uh-huh.
There's no credibility to you. There's no value to you to the man that God has ordained you to be a part of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look for a woman, you want to make sure that she fits you like a glove.
Mm-hmm.
That she has all those things. Who is she? You need to know who she is, where she came from. hallelujah, what her purpose is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what her giftings are and where she's going. Hallelujah.
Well, what you're saying is she has to know all of this in her knower.
Yes.
Before she links up with you.
That's right. Before you pick her, she got to know this stuff. You know why? You can read that. Can you get to that first scripture and read
yes,
that?
Yes, I have it.
Second Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 14, 15, and 16. Read that.
14 says, Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Do not mismake alliances with them or come under a different yoke with them. Inconsistent with our faith. For what partnership have right living and right standing with God, with inequality, iniquity, and lawlessness? Or how can light have fellowship with darkness?
Mm-hmm. So,
14.
Go ahead.
What harmony can there be between Christ and Belial and the devil? That's what that means.
That's right.
Or what has a believer in common with an unbeliever? What agreement can there be between a temple of God and idols?
Mm.
For we are the temple of the living God. Even as God said, I will dwell in and with and among them and will walk in and with and among them and will be their God,
too,
and they shall be my people.
Mm-hmm. Look here. So you meet someone, you are born again, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized Christian man, and you meet a voluptuous, awesome, beautiful Buddhist woman. You'll get yourself in trouble. Or a Muslim. Or somebody who believes in Confucius or Taoism or Hinduism.
Or anything outside of the true living God. Anything or anybody.
Repeat that again.
Anything, anybody who links up with, hooks up with, yokes up with anyone else who does not believe as they believe will get themselves into trouble. But they have to believe with the true and the living God. Yes. They have to believe as one.
Amen. It is so important for you to understand that. So don't be going down the wrong path looking for a woman at the mosque and you're a Christian. Mm-hmm. Don't go to the Hindu temple looking for a wife. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Now, if you try to find a wife in the Hindu temple, that's a bad thing. In the mosque, that's a bad thing. In the Confucius, I don't know what they call it, that's a bad thing. That's a bad, God, hallelujah. You got to find a wife for you that is suitable, that meet, it says, yeah, help meet, and that's M-E-T-E, which means fit you like a glove. Now,
Naomi said, your God will be my God.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to go? I can't leave you. I don't know you because you are connected with the true and living God. Where am I going?
Hallelujah.
She said, your God will be my God, and your people will be my people.
Praise God.
She was yoking herself up. In other words,
yes.
She was saying, I'm yoking myself to you and to your belief. Before this, I was not thinking along this line. I was not with you. But I've seen your God, and I've seen what he can do, and I've experienced him through you, and I've observed him with you through you. And I want to link up, yoke up with him. So, yes, your God will be my God.
Amen.
And your people will be my people.
Amen. You know what you said? Now, I want you men out here to understand exactly what I'm saying. You can hook up with a former Muslim who now says that your God is my God. Your Lord is my God. You can hook up with, if they meet those five qualifications, you can hook up with a former Confucius person, a former Hindu, a former Taoist, a former Buddhist. You can hook up with a former, because now they've decided to follow Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now you can hook up because you're not unequally yoked together, because they believe what you believe. Their Lord is your Lord. Thank you, Minister Jerry, for sharing that.
Yes, sir.
So I didn't want to make folks think that they couldn't hook up with a former Muslim, Islamic person, or a former Hinduist, or Taoist, or Confucius, I don't know what you call them. But anyway, God, Buddhas or whatever. But those are so important. Again, that's what you look for. Say, well, what about how she look? That gets you on the scene. How she look, her shape, her color, her fragrance, and her movement get you on the scene. But just because you're on the scene don't mean you're going to marry her.
That's right.
You've got to make sure that you're not going to be unequally yoked together. You got to make sure that this woman is the kind of woman that you want to marry. Now, there's another scripture, and this is a favorite scripture that that women, especially on Mother's Day and Women's Day and all kinds of women's conferences and retreats, they read this scripture. Can you go to that scripture? You know which one I'm talking about, don't you?
That's Proverbs 31.
Yes.
10.
Proverbs 10. What does it say?
Proverbs 31:10 says, a capable, intelligent, and virtuous woman, who is he who can find her? She is far more precious than jewels, and her value is far above rubies or pearls. The heart of her husband, this is 11, the heart of her husband trusts in her confidently and realizes and relies on her and believes in her securely, so that he has no lack or honest gain, or need of dishonest spoil.
Uh-huh.
Can you speak on those two verses right there? They're packing a big punch.
Yes. The husband trusted her.
Yes. He trusts her.
He has faith in her. My.
He has confidence in her. He has confidence because they're equally yoked. He has confidence in the God in her.
Because they believe the same thing. They trust in the same God. Her Lord is his Lord.
So she, so he doesn't have to wonder. He knows what Jesus would do and what Jesus would say and what God has said about the issue, but he doesn't know what Buddha has said. So he doesn't know whether she's going to go with Buddha or whether she's going to stick or whether she's going to stick with the true and living God. That's, that would be the, an issue if they were unequally yoked.
That's right.
But since they're going the same way, they're believing the same thing, they've got the same God, then he doesn't have to concern himself with which way she's going because they're both headed in the same direction. They're going the same way. They're believing the same thing, and they're trusting in the same God.
Hallelujah. Read a couple more. Let's see, because I know it's a lot of scripture. Let's read
she
a couple more.
Yes, this is 12.
Uh-huh.
She comforts, encourages, and does him only good as long as there is life within her.
Come on now.
She seeks out wool and flax and works with willing hands to develop it.
Mm.
She is like the merchant ship loaded with food stuff. She brings her household's food from a far country.
Stop right there. Let me just share this. There are some folks that think that the word of God is that women ought to be barefoot and pregnant. I don't know what Bible they were reading, but that's not the holy word.
No.
This
not
woman,
according to this.
This woman is awesome. That's why it is important for you to know where the mindset of that woman that you're thinking about asking to marry you is. That's why those five things, who you are, where you came from, why you're here, what can you do, and where you're going, is so important to actually articulate those questions to her. Mm-hmm. And if she can't answer that, if she's hemming and hawing, you ain't ready yet. Now, I'm not saying that in the future they may not, they may be ready. Because you go buy a turkey, put it in the oven and take it out in 5 minutes, that turkey is still a turkey, but it ain't ready yet.
Ready.
Now, I'm not calling your future wife a turkey, y'all. I'm just using this as an analogy. I'm just saying that some people are not ready yet. If she can't answer those questions, you need to go back to a church and start learning it and be a study the word of God so she won't be ashamed. Hallelujah. But go ahead some more.
15. She rises while it is yet night and gets spiritual food for her household and signs for her maids their for her maids their tasks. And assigns her maid their task. She considers a new field before she buys or accepts it, expanding prudently and not courting neglect or her present duties by assuming other duties. With her savings of time and strength, she plants fruitful vines in her vineyard. She girds herself with strength, spiritual, mental, and physical fitness for her God-given task, and makes her arms strong and firm.
Just a second, Minister Jerry. Does that sound like a woman who's just barefoot and pregnant? I don't know where you got this from. I don't know where that came from. But y'all need to send it back from which it came, that kind of philosophy, that kind of perspective, that kind of thinking. This is the true woman of God that Minister Jerry is reading about today. This is a true woman of God. Hallelujah. She is confident in what she's doing. She don't even waste time. She's focused of bringing value to everything she touches. Go ahead, Minister Jerry.
18. She tastes and sees that her gain from work with and for God is good. Her lamp goes not out, but it burns on continuously through the night of trouble, sorrow, warding away fear, doubt, and distrust.
Okay, Minister Jerry, you can stop right there. Man, you're going to have to read the rest of this. Okay, the two scriptures again were 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14, 15, and 16, and Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31.
Right.
Y'all need to check it out because the time is up. But also remember there's five things that you look for in a woman. After you get on the scene, you you can ask them these questions. Who are you? Where did you come from? Why are you here? What can you do? And where are you going? And by the way, if they answer you that, that's great. And you got something good. But guess what? Beware of this. They're going to turn around and say, well, who are you? They're going to ask you the same thing. And if you can't answer them the right answers to those questions, you had no business going looking for a wife until you answer those questions for yourself. Every teacher that teaches a course in school has come across those questions that he's going to ask the students. And he's answering them. He knows the answers himself. So if he asks you questions that he doesn't know the answers to, that's kind of being out of order. That's why he studies to make sure he got the right answers. Then he can ask you the question. To ask a woman those questions, it is assumed that you have asked yourself those same questions, man, and you answer them the way God would want you to answer. You know who you are, where you came from, why you're here, what you can do, and where you're going. Because if you don't know that, and you're looking for a wife, and a wife's job is to help you get where you're going, and you don't know where you're going, she can help you do nothing. Likewise, she knows the answers to those questions, but you don't have the answers. That's zero. To her being a million and you being zero still is?
Zero.
Zero. Your last words before we close out. Reverend. Minister Jerry, you have last words before we close.
Well, Bishop, this has been a wonderful, eye-opening experience. And these questions are deep, profound questions that have most of us don't think about. The average person doesn't think about. But the person who's led by God is led by his righteousness and is led by his light.
Praise God.
And so these are things, this is wisdom that he would ponder.
Amen.
Yes. The book of Proverbs, book of wisdom. Yes.
Praise God. Father God, we thank you for the word that came forth today.
Thank you, Father.
We ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Let the harvest of every seed sown tonight be 30, 60, 100-fold, even that 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Now, before we close, I need to ask my electronic assistant to play a song. Hey, Siri. Play The Lord Is My Light.
Here's the Lord is My Light by James Abington and Morgan State University Choir.
Thank you. Thank all you for listening to today's Men's Fellowship. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Stay tuned for the Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
For all the world to see. inside of me, joyfully. God was love, not following the crowd. He's a woman. That's not what life's about. Once he extends his hand, reveals his plan, and I know wherever he leads me, that's the place where he really leads me. And whether the past be great or small, I'll yield to his hand. Moreover, I'll be humble and meek.
Nuggets that you can use and apply them to your life. So take out your notebooks, take out your Bibles, which is the Word of God, which is your textbook. Hallelujah. We're always going to base everything that we share with you on the Word of God. Father God, we thank you for another night. Father God, we thank you for another night that we can share with the women of the world, Lord God, the Word of God. We ask you, Lord God, to bless, Lord God, anoint our lips, Lord God. Let us speak with clarity, boldness, accuracy, and in integrity, Lord God, all around your word. Lord God, none of us, just the Word of God. We ask you, Lord God, to bless the hearers. Lord God, but let us not be hearers only. Let us also be doers of the Word of God. Father God, go before us, bless, lead, guide, and direct, anoint, Lord God. Everything that we ought to say, and bless the women of God, and not just the women, whoever, Lord God, is listening. Lord God, we just believe that's going to be sown on good ground. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Pastor Maxine?
Amen.
What are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about casting your cares on the Lord.
Mm.
And then casting your cares on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I feel that of the Lord, amen, that a lot of us as Christians, we don't really know how to cast our cares upon the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We say that we are casting them on him, but yet we are not casting them on him. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And we're going to go through some scripture, and we're going to see how we can cast all of our cares upon him, because God doesn't want us to carry our cares. Amen?
Amen.
He's all just strong and big enough. Amen. That he can carry every one of our cares that will ever come our way in this lifetime. Amen? Praise God.
We have to
trust him, praise God.
We have to
believe, amen, that he will do exactly what he has said he
yes.
will do. Amen? Praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we can see, amen, praise God, in the scriptures, amen, where God's word says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you.
Yes.
He will never let the righteous be forsaken. Who's the righteous? We are. If you are born again Christian, you are the righteous. Of God. Amen.
Mm.
His son Jesus has made you righteous. Praise God.
Thank you.
And you have the right, amen, that everything that comes your way comes up to you and try to shake you and try to disturb your peace. Amen.
Mm.
That you can cast it on the Lord. And in Psalm 55:22, that's where I'm coming from.
Yes.
Cast your cares
mm-hmm.
on the Lord, not cast it on your friend,
mm-hmm.
not cast it on your husband if you're married, not cast it on your coworker,
mm-hmm.
not cast it on yourself. But he said to cast it on the Lord, amen, because he's the only one that can destroy it, amen. He's the only one that can give you the victory.
Amen. Yes.
He's the only one that can give you the peace.
Yes.
Amen. That you are in need of. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
And we see, praise God, here where he says in that passage of scripture that he will sustain you. I mean, he will keep you.
Mm.
Amen. It makes me think about how he will keep me in that perfect peace. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
When something on my job, amen, upsets me, amen, all I have to do is cast it on him, praise
amen.
God. And he will sustain me. He will bring me back into the peace in the joy and the strength of the Lord. Amen. Whatever that situation may be, maybe you got a phone call that upset you. Amen. Someone, praise God, in your family has gotten sick, and it really upsets you because they've gotten sick and they had to be taken to the hospital. Well, the word says, praise God, Father says, that we can cast him, praise God, hallelujah, we can cast that situation and put it on, praise God, his shoulders, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, and he will carry it for us, amen, praise God. Just shake it off, amen. It was a song, amen, that had said, praise God, I think it was by the one, and praise God, it says shake it, but we had to go, Pastor, when he said shake it loose, amen.
Shake yourself loose.
Yes, amen, shake it loose, amen. Don't let it take a hold of you. Don't let it grip you, amen. Don't let it pull you down, amen. Hallelujah. You begin to tell that care, that situation, amen. You can't dwell here. You can't live here. I'm putting you where you belong. You're going to go to my Father, Daddy. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
How many of us have a lot of anxiety?
Oh, yes.
All of us, praise God, we go through, hallelujah, a lot of anxiety. I'm giving an example, Pastor, praise God, with anxiety. I was riding down the highway, praise God, driving in my car, praise the Lord. All of a sudden, praise God, anxiety began to hit me, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, amen, here I am sitting at the red light, but yet I saw the car, hallelujah, in front of me, backing up, amen.
Mm.
Was that car backing up? No, it wasn't, amen. It was the enemy trying to put anxiety on you, praise God. The enemy was trying, amen, to control, amen, praise God, me, hallelujah, that I wouldn't get to the destination, hallelujah, that I needed to go to, amen. So it says, cast all your anxiety on him, but because he cares for us, amen. He said, just throw it on him, amen. Hallelujah, just like you would take a ball, or you would take a, you know, they have out now with the children, they have what they call slime.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they mix that slime up with praise God. And then, you know, they throw it at one another.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And they begin to catch it, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we can take all our anxieties, all our cares, amen. And we can throw it, praise God, on our Father God, our Dad, our Papa, amen. And he will carry that burden for us, amen. Hallelujah. We'll be set free from the enemy, praise God.
Yes.
How do you really cast your cares on the Lord? And a lot of Christians don't realize how to do this, amen.
Mm.
And it's so plain and it's so simple, praise God. God has it written out in his word. He says to call on him.
Yes.
As for me, I shall call upon God, and the Lord will answer.
Mm-hmm.
So if I call on him, I'm going to get an answer.
Amen.
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 God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said also in his word, he said, just to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really ask yourself, do I really trust my Father God?
Yes,
do I trust what he said he would do for me? Am I committed, praise God, to him and the way and his ways, amen, that I trust him, that I know his word has said that nothing will come nigh my dwelling?
Amen.
Anxiety and cares is something coming against your dwelling. He said, nothing will come nigh thy dwelling. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really trust him?
Yes.
Do I really love him? Amen. Excuse me. And commit myself to him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let him, amen, abide in me, and his word abide in him, and let his word abide in me.
Yes, yes.
Then I can do what the first one I told you to do, just to call on him.
Yes,
but
yes.
You call on him, you asking him.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
And also give to him, give yourself unto him. The enemy comes like a storm. You just give yourself to him. Begin to worship him.
Hallelujah.
Begin to praise him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Begin to give him thanks. Amen. Give him all the glory. Amen. Thank God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come to me, all ye that labor.
Yes.
And are heavy laden.
And I will give you rest. Yes.
Do you want the rest of God?
Amen.
The rest of God is so peaceful.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
It's so wonderful. It's so engulfing. Amen. That you feel like that you're flying in the air like on a feather, man.
Mm.
Because that's the peace of God that compasses all understanding.
Yes, yes, yes.
People will look at you, praise God. And some of them that knows the cares that you're going through.
Amen, yes. Yes. They wonder. Yes.
World is she being
amen.
Able,
yes.
Able to go through that.
Yes.
It's because you trusted him.
Yes.
And because you trusted him, he's constantly blessing you.
Amen.
His joy.
Yes.
His
yes.
Strength.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
You give yourself unto him.
Amen.
He gives himself unto us.
Yes.
That's the letter again. You give yourself unto him, and he gives himself unto us.
Yes.
Rest in him.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
In Isaiah 55:11, it tells us God's word never returns without having fulfilled the purpose. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It never comes back. Use the word of God. I have different ones say, well, I don't know the scripture the way you do. You don't have to know the scripture the way I do.
That's right.
You don't have to know the scripture the way some of these other well-known, I don't know the scripture the way Hillard do or some of these other ministers, amen, that's popular and well-known, Joyce Myers. I can't quote scripture like that. But you know what I can do? I can pick up my Bible, and I can read my Bible out loud, and I can defeat the devil.
Hallelujah. That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
God has given us the tools. He has given us the way, amen, that we can cast all our cares upon him. And remember that when you're doing that, praise God, when you're giving God his word, amen, he is defeating the enemy.
Yes.
I often say, and a lot of people have said this, that we cannot outbox God.
Hallelujah.
God can outbox every situation, every problem, every aspect, amen, of things that we go through that will try to defeat us. If we call on him, he will outbox that situation.
Mm.
Hallelujah. His purpose is to make sure that you are a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
Christ, who loved you.
Mm-mm-mm.
In the book of Matthew 11:28, let me give Pastor Willie a chance to talk. But in Matthew 11:28, it says, if you tried of... when if you're torn and struggling, she can give you rest.
Mm.
Are you tired of struggling? Are you tired of going through? Are you tired of going around the barn? Amen. All you have to do is turn it over to Jesus.
Amen.
And he will work it out. Amen.
Yes,
thank
yes.
God.
Yes.
Just turn it over to him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And he will bring you on top. Amen.
Thank
praise
you,
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. You know, we let our heart be troubled. We have authority. We have power. We have the ability to put every situation that the enemy throws at us under our feet.
Yes.
Amen. And we can bruise his head.
Yes.
And the word of God in Philippians 4, and if you want to turn to that scripture, you can, and you can read that scripture, but I'm just summarizing it. It says, don't let your heart be troubled.
Amen.
You have to make up your mind, and you have to tell yourself, and my name is Maxine, I said, Maxine, you're not going through this. You're not accepting this. This is not what my daddy gave me.
All right.
And I am not receiving it in the name of Jesus. And I put you under my feet because in Philippians 4:6, it teaches me that I shouldn't let my heart be troubled.
Yes.
You see, when we let circumstances, when we let cares, amen, when we let these weights come that try to infiltrate in our life, it will bring us down. It will take and take your victory away that your daddy has given you. And he said, don't let it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't let it. You have that authority to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I cannot stop the enemy, amen, for coming and making havoc in your life. Amen. Not unless you give me the authority to stand with you in agreement.
Hallelujah.
To bruise his head. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But this is what the scriptures are saying.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You have to give God that authority.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Holy Spirit is your helper.
Thank
He's
you,
your comforter. He is your God. He's your leader. He's just waiting for you to say, I need you, Holy Spirit, to come and help me.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
And when you say that, he will come and help you. He is waiting, praise God, for you to just to ask. Amen.
Amen.
And the angels of the Lord, amen, will be camped around about you, amen, to protect you,
yes,
to sustain you,
amen,
to bless you,
every time,
amen, to give you peace of
every
mind.
Time. Thank
it's a battlefield of the mind, amen.
Mm.
It's what we battle constantly.
Mm.
That's why the Father God said, let this mind, which is in Christ Jesus,
be
also in us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
We can't have the mind of Christ because we so easily persuaded of the things of this world.
Mm.
Amen. Praise God. We like, praise God, that song that they say, we have these tickling ears, and we like our ears tickled. But God said, they that hear, let them hear what the Spirit
yes,
is saying to the church. If you are the church, which you, if you're born again, you are the church, amen. You should let your ears hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church.
Mm-hmm.
The word of the Lord is telling you that your heart should not be troubled.
Mm.
The word of the Lord is telling you, praise God, that you are a strong soldier. Amen. Praise God. The word of the Lord is telling you that he is leading you into green pastures. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. The word of the Lord is telling you, amen, that he is renewing your mind. Amen. Not with the beggarly riches of this world,
mm-hmm,
but the things of God. Amen. hallelujah, comes, hallelujah, and when worry comes, fear comes,
uh-huh.
and when fear comes, it takes your peace.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
And God
yeah.
wants us to walk in His
yeah.
faith,
yeah.
in His love,
yeah.
in His power,
yeah.
in His strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we do that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God,
you, Jesus.
Abiding in Him. Hallelujah. And trust. In Him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. My scripture that my mother used to always write in our autograph book when we were in high school, and even when she would give us a birthday card or whatever, it was Proverbs 3:5-6. It was, lean not to your own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path.
Yes.
And I'll never forget that. And I'm not a fisherman. My husband, he is, but since we've been married and I've gone fishing with him, he's taught me how to, I guess, cast the line out in the water. And when you were saying about casting your burdens over the cares on the Lord, I was imagining, I guess, seeing it on a pier and dipping cares on the tip of that fishing pole and slinging it. You have to take the rod and sling it out into the water. And that's how we have to cast our cares. I was imagining, that's how we have to cast our cares on the Lord.
Yeah.
And I tell you, and because those things, so many things, life can beat you up or try with so many things. The cares of this life, the commercial on TV, the children, the dog, the cat, the house, come on, take me away. We can't go anywhere. We can't even run fast enough, some of our children probably follow us wherever we go. But the thing is, only in Christ Jesus can He give you a rest. And you can be in the midst of things, and those things not overtake you, because in our spirit, we have the word of God, and we are pleading the blood of Jesus, and we are casting and submitting everything, all of these cares, the children, the house, the husband, the cat, the dog, the neighbors, the bills, everything over on the Lord. First of all, God didn't build us or make us to carry all these weights. He did not make us that way. And He gave us His word, and God gave us His son so that we can cast our cares over on Him.
Amen.
Because we can't do it. It's too much. We will crumble under the weight. We will
Amen.
Crumble under the weight. And sometimes we have to be reminded. I believe we have to be reminded sometimes of the power that we have in our mouth, the power that we have in the word of God.
Yes.
And that we are children of a mighty, mighty God. And that we don't have to put up with the schemes of the devil, the schemes of different things we're trying to bring up against us. And we have to, and sometimes, and I know the enemy knows that he knows that what we see through our natural eyes can look insurmountable. And we're going to care about those things, especially the things that are so close to us.
Yes.
And He knows, okay, you need money to pay the bills. You know you love your children. You don't want nothing to happen to them. And different things, something happens to them, is going to crush your heart and all. And when things do happen to them, we have to submit that over to the Lord, too. And we have to ask God to heal our heart even when it comes to that. And I'm walking day by day and asking, I'm living this out right now. And the different thing, and we are seeing that God is a right now God. God is a God that is able to do just what we ask Him to do. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, things that we can even imagine, things that we can even imagine Him doing. And He has a way of working things out. And He doesn't want us to be anxious, and He doesn't want us to have anxieties and stuff like that. And that's why it's so good, Pastor Maxine, to be, I guess, full of the word, because when things try to grip our hearts, when we have the word of God down in us, and the Lord knows the tricks of the enemy, and God knows right when the enemy trying to pull a trick or trying to pull something over, He'll allow that word to come up in our belly just like we vomiting. He'll let that, and he'll let that word come up and stop whatever that thing is that's trying to take a hold of us. And say, oh my gosh, that's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it's the word of God. And actually, even if he has to have somebody that's with you, that's full of the word, to remind you. He says, oh my gosh, God is so good. And sometimes we have to be reminded. That's why it's good to surround ourselves with people that's of like spirits and like minds, and that's full of the word, and it really pays even in the morning to submit and to commit that day unto the Lord, so that because God is already in the future, he already knows what's going to come down the pike in that day. He already knows. And sometimes he will lead you and guide you ahead of what's going to happen, because he knows it's going to happen. And sometimes it may even be a day that you just want to lay around in your PJs and just chill. But he's prompting you to, get up and get dressed. You know, and, just sometimes you may be moving not like what you want, but in a different direction. You know what you want, but in a different direction. And God is just, he's leading and guiding you he's just a good God. He is just a good God. He knows what's getting ready to happen. And he knows that we've already cast that day over him. Lord God, whatever is going to come up in this day, we thank you for taking care of it. We thank you for going before us. Everybody that we have to see, to whatever we have to say to anybody, whatever papers we have to turn in, to whatever agency, whatever we have to do, Lord, we just submit everything unto you. In the name of Jesus. And God, when we cast the cares over, and sometimes being wives, being mothers, being pastor's wife, being just a person in authority, sometimes you're going in so many different directions in one day, going to different parts of the town, taking care of not just your household, maybe somebody else's, maybe a church member has a need, you're trying to take care of it. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just submit and commit this day to you. Lord, you know everything that I want to do. But, Lord, let your will be done in this day. Let your will be done. And I have literally seen a list of 10, or 8, my to-do list, from a list of 10, shiver down to a list of 3. And I would say, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Because he knows he doesn't want us to crumble up under the weight, under the pressures of a day's, of everything that in a day we have to do, And I just thank God for being a God that loves us that much. And he said in Philippians, the scripture that you quoted, it's in Philippians 4. And it's not an amplified. It says a woman's Bible, but it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." It says, and in verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus." Mm-hmm. We can't put no plainer in there. Because God knows sometimes the enemy will try to make you feel like you're about to go cuckoo for cocoa puffs. But I tell you, when you submit everything to the Lord, just like I said, that list of 10 go down to a list of 3, and then you're able to put your feet up, you'll drink your hot cocoa, have your Pepsi or whatever, and say, okay, thank you, Jesus. Then you're able to have some time to yourself.
Amen.
Because sometimes the things you've been going around almost like a gerbil on a wheel, just going, and you say, my goodness, by the time, and then you know what, and then when you're going like that, if somebody calls you for prayer, you be thinking in your mind, pray for them, I need to pray myself. Oh my goodness, but it's just like, but when you're able to submit these things to the Lord, submit your day to him, commit your casting your cares, and God is a God that cares for the things that we care about. There is nothing that we can care about that he that does not concern him. It all concerns him. So why not cast the care over on him? He can handle it.
Yes, he can.
He can handle it. And sometimes we just have to be reminded, you know what? You're serving a God that can handle all this. You can't turn your hair gray or make it long or whatever. Well, these things, Lord. I mean, I know the word of God said, but these days you can buy whatever color you want in a bottle and buy whatever lint you want from a store too. But he doesn't want us to be worried about things. He doesn't want us to he's just like I'm imagining him a father that's standing there with these great big pockets. Big pockets. And we're scrambling there around and trying to worry about this and worry about that. And he's standing up there just looking at us, daughter, why don't you just come to me and tell me what you want? Mm-hmm. And he said, no, that's all right. That's all right. I handle it. And he said, I have what you need. No, that's all right. That's all right. I take care. I'm all right. And he's just standing there wondering, like, when are you going to get it together? I'm standing right here ready and willing to help me.
Yes.
Just come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And we say, and we acting like we bigger, we strong than he is. Oh, that's all right. Don't about your business, Jesus. I take care. And he was saying, you silly thing. You know, but because he loves us and he's a gentleman, he's standing there constantly knocking, just waiting.
Amen.
And then when we come to ourselves and we realize, okay, God, I can't do this by myself. You got to help me because I'm about to crack up. And he has such a way of working things out. He has a way of unfolding things, of just allowing things to come together, and things fit together like the pieces of a puzzle. And we wonder, like, oh, my gosh, why didn't I do this sooner? Why didn't I do this sooner? You know, because we weren't biting up fingernails and looking cuckoo and stuff. And we have to remember that not just the world is looking at us, our children are looking at us, how we handle things. We're teaching them also by our walk how to cast our cares over on the Lord. And sometimes we don't know that they have their eyes on us. You know, and then they wonder, like, and we biting our fingernails and wanting to pace the floor. When they get to certain times and anxieties in their life, they're going to do the same thing. But because we are putting the word of God in them and they see us casting our cares over the Lord, they hear us feeding the blood of Jesus, they see us walking this narrow walk. When they come to the same spot in life, believe you me, they are echoing the same thing they have seen us do. They're watching, they're listening. Every close eye, not sleep. Hallelujah. And their little ears are like recorders. Their hearts and their minds are like little tape recorders. And when they get opportunities in life, they are playing. They're gonna play it back to us. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Maxine. I enjoy you as usual, the word of God and how you break it down and how it just, I can tell it's just a part of your life. It's just, and you just go on and on and on. And I just thank God for your walk with the Lord. I thank God for you and your husband, the mighty people of God that you are and people of the word. And I just praise God for the life that you're living, and I know you're walking it out, and I just thank God for you, and thank God for joining me again tonight for the Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. Women of the world, hallelujah. Be also women of the word. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
God. Yes.
God bless you all for listening to the Men's and Women's Fellowship. We love you and God loves you too. Hallelujah. See you on Sunday at 3 p.m. Hey Siri, play God Is.
Now playing God Is by James Abington and Morgan State University Choir.
Let me see.